The Torah tells us in Parshas Pekudei that Bnei Yisrael built all the individual parts of the Mishkan, Vatechel kol avadas Mishkan oel moed, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziv Hashem es Moshe kein asu. He did exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu had instructed them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they built all the different parts of the Mishkan. Vayivirus HaMishkan el Moshe es oel es kol kelav krasav krasav bricha v'amuda v'adonav, and then they bring all the different sections of the Mishkan, piece by piece, to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a very strange medrash in the Medrash Rabbah that says as follows: Vayaviras HaMishkan. Hadahu Dichsiv. That's what's meant by the following famous pasuk: Oz Vahadar Levusha Vatischak Liyom Acharav. Primatius Chayil. What's the connection? I don't know. Mauliyom Acharon. Shekol matan scharen shel tzadikin mitukan lahem la'olam haba. Everything that the tzadik is done, his schar is waiting for him in olam haba. Havei vatischak liyom acharon. That's what the reference is to the final day. And then the Gemara, the Medrash, tells the following story. Maaseh b'Rabbi Avohu, shehayim istalek min ha'olam. Rabbi Avohu was about to die. V'ra kol atov shemesukan lo la'olam haba. And he was zochet to see before he died, just before he died, what his chelik in olam haba was. Hischil sameach. He became elated. V'amar, Kol Ilain da Abahu, all of this is for Abahu, that was his name. Vani Amarti, because I had said, he quotes this pasuk in Yeshayahu, Larik Yagati, Liso Vehebel Kochi, Kochi Chilisi, Achei Mishpati Es Hashem, Ufalasi Es Elokai. Havei Vatischak Liyom Achram. What pasuk does he quote from Yeshayahu from Perek Memtes? I'm going to translate. But I said, I have toiled in vain and used up my strength for nothingness and naught. However, my judgment is with Hashem and the reward for my accomplishment is with my God. And I have two questions. Number one, it seems from this medrash that Rabbi Avohu thought that his whole life's work, he was one of the greatest of the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, he thought that his whole life's work was for naught. And he was amazed that he has a big chelik in Olam Haba. What was he surprised about? He thought that everything that he did, all of his Torah, all of his mitzvos, his leadership role, everything was for naught and vain. He really didn't think that you get schar for what you do in this world? It seems so strange, so odd. And secondly, what in the world does this medrash have to do with the pasuk, Vayaviru es ha-mishkan el Moshe, es ha-oel ves kol kelav, krasav, krasav, bricha v'amudav adonav? What does one have to do with the other? So I saw an explanation. This is based on something Rav Yisach, a friend, Mishivas Nei Yisrael, once explained. Rashi, on this pasuk, Vayaviru es ha-mishkan, quotes from the Medrash the following. Why did Bnei Yisrael bring the Mishkan piecemeal to Moshe? Why did they put all the pieces together? You know, you buy something from IKEA and you have to assemble it. See, they made the pieces. Why did they just assemble it? So Rashi says, Shelo hayu yicholim lahakimo. They tried and they tried and they couldn't put it together. It just didn't work. So they had no choice. Ulefi shelo asa Moshe shum melacha b'mishkan. Moshe wasn't involved in building the Mishkan. Heiniach lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hakamaso. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'm going to allow Moshe to build the Mishkan. And they brought the pieces to Moshe, and Moshe couldn't put it together. Shlo haye yachol hakimo shum adam machmas koved hakroshim. The wooden beams that formed the structure of the Mishkan were so heavy, they couldn't lift them, even together. Until what happened? U'moshe ha'amido, shein koach ba'adam lezakfam, u'moshe ha'amido, Moshe started to do it, but Amar Moshe, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eich efsha ha'kamasol yedei Adam. Can't be done, even Moshe couldn't do it. Amar lo asokata biyadcha, try. Nira kimekimov hu niska v'kameyela. Moshe would pick and slap and lift and and then the board stood up by itself. B'derech Nes. Imagine the disappointment of Bnei Yisrael. They so much look forward to building the Mishkan. They put in so much effort, so much time, so much of their money and their valuables. And they thought that this was going to be a tremendous expression of the close relationship between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when it came to put it all together, they followed all the instructions. And when it came to put it together, it just didn't work. They couldn't do it. And what's got to be going through their minds is that they worked so hard for nothing. And yes, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, snaps his fingers and it all miraculously gets put together. But they wanted to do it. They wanted to create the Mishkan. So what was all their effort worth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to snap his fingers, so to speak. Just let him build everything. All their hard work was in vain. So the Gemara quotes a Medrash. Excuse me, the Medrash quotes a Pasuk from Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu thought, V'ani amarti, everything that I did, larik yagati, lasol v'hevel kochi chileisi, everything I did was for naught, was in vain. But it's not true. I'm rewarded for everything. What's the story of Rabbi Avohu? Rabbi Avohu was one of the greatest of the Amoraim. But there were times that he sat and he learned, and it just didn't go. And he couldn't figure things out. He's a human being, he's a bas of Adam. And he worked hard, and he worked hard, and he worked hard, and he didn't get anywhere with it. He couldn't figure out this pasuk, he couldn't figure out this din. There were times in his leadership role, in trying to get Bnei Yisrael to do things, to accomplish things, to lead them, to guide them, to better them. And sometimes he was successful. But sometimes he wasn't. And he had put in all this effort, and he had nothing to show for it. And then they show him his chelek in Olam Haba. And he sees that his chelek in Olam Haba is a reward not only for the times that he was successful, but even for the times that he wasn't successful. Even for the times that he failed. And what was he getting reward for? For his effort, for his toil, for all the kolchos that he put in. And he thought, I thought that was all in vain. What does the pasuk say? Larik yagati. When I wasn't successful, I thought that all my efforts were in vain. Latov vehevel kochi chilis. I used up all those kolchos and I didn't have anything to show for it. I thought there was nothing. I thought I wouldn't get any reward.
And now I see Achein Mishpati Et Hashem Uful Asiyas Elokai. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reward us for our accomplishments. Because whether we accomplish something or not is up to the Ribono Shel Olam. He rewards us for the efforts we put in. Whether we were successful or not, that's up to the Ribono Shel Olam. Whether we tried, that's up to us. And that's the connection to the Pasuk, Vayavir HaMishkan. Bnei Yisrael must have been so disappointed. We worked so hard and we couldn't put it all together. And the Medrash is saying, it's true you can put it all together, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to put it all together. But you get the reward, not for the fact that it was standing, but for all that effort that you put in to create what you did. That's what you're going to get rewarded for. It doesn't matter in the end whether you put it up or not. That's my decision, says the Ribono Shel Olam. What matters is that you tried. And for that you get rewarded. There's a famous vart, and part of what is normally said, it's based on the Gemara in Brachos, but what is said when we have a siyum. And when a person makes a siyum, he compares those who sit in the Beit Midrash to those who don't choose to sit in the Beit Midrash. And we say, Sha'anu amelim v'heim amelim. We work hard and they work hard. Anu amelim u'mekabelim schar. We work hard and we get rewarded. Heim amelim v'heinu mekabelim schar. They work hard and they don't get rewarded. So everybody asks, no one who's not in the Beis Medrash gets rewarded. A person has a business and puts in a tremendous amount of effort and is successful in his business, successful in his enterprise. He has something to show for it. He can get rewarded. How can you come along and say, Anu amelim u'mekablim schar, v'heim amelim v'heinu mekablim schar? And the answer is, the person puts in all the effort into his business and he's successful, he's going to get a reward. But if he puts his effort into his business and it fails, it's not successful. Despite all the time and effort and energy he put in, he has nothing to show for it. But we who sit in the Beit Midrash, it's not that way. Anu amelim u'mekablim schar. If we put in an hour or two or three or four, or as much time as we do, whether at the end of the day we learned one pasuk, or one parak, or one daf, or one mishnah, or one line, or whether we put in all that effort and we still couldn't figure out the Ramban, we get rewarded. Because we're rewarded for the effort. Never compare yourself to somebody who knows more. That a person knows more, that may be a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. But if you want to be envious of the person who tries more. Because that we can all do. Whether we're successful, it's up to the Ribono Shel Olam. But that we can put in the effort, we all can put in more effort. And for that effort, Anu Amelim, Mekablim Schar.